The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. And everybody's kind of hung over from, at least emotionally hung over from yesterday's Suns game, which is pretty great.
It's a Monday.
Temperature right now, currently 100 and outside. And it's only getting hotter.
No.
It was like 104 at 8 o'clock last night. I wanted to put the light on the bike.
Yeah.
Go out and do a little night ride. And then I realized I can't ride yet. If I crash and start this whole process over, I'm going to hang myself. There's no way.
Megan will be texting me again.
Oh, man. He's lost again.
Anyways, believe him. Leave him out in the desert. Who needs him?
If I was her, that's what I'd do.
Let him die. Do you have any brothers, Brett?
Do you? You don't. No,
no, I'm, nice. I'm an only.
Well, when you're not busy. Couldn't find him, but I bought you some flowers.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's really bad what happened.
I mean, he's barely noticeable right now. Bludgeoned to death by a bunch of rocks. It's terrible.
Now, don't look at me.
Shoulders the least of his concerns. When Jesus is watching, now, turn your head. Turn your head. Look away. Christ can see us. Christ can see us. I wouldn't want to be a part of it. That's like, it's like Kim Jong-un. I mean, they made religion like South Korea. You know, Jesus is watching. Well, don't screw this up. I can't hump you. There's a dude in the room. Get her. Go get her for daddy. Could you turn away? I wish. This whole omniscient thing. I see it all. Anyway, it's time now for the entertainment drill. Brady, it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. It is a self-defense training that is just mind-blowing. We had a great run on Friday, going back in there today, where my new thing is, because I can't catch punches right now, I'm letting them punch me in the stomach when we do our drills. It's great.
Man.
Sounds
brutal.
You'd love it. So much fun. And they wouldn't do that to you, but we just adapt and overcome all this other stuff. So now we're doing all these drills, and now I'm so proud of this left arm. I'm about 3 months ahead of schedule on this surgery, which is outstanding. My PT lady Saturday was like, all right, I'm proud of you. Let's not get crazy. And I'm like, it's too late.
Patience.
And I showed her some video of me fighting. And she goes, it scares me to death. But if you don't feel pain, we're good. And I'm like, yes. So we're way ahead of schedule. And it's all because of the stuff that they've been doing. My physical therapists over there at the core and the guys up there at React Defense, we've come up with so many different ways to make this happen. If you're experiencing pain, if you're going through something else. Man, these guys are amazing. Everything I'm doing is to get better so I can keep doing it. And the experts up there at React Defense, Jay is just ridiculous. His mind works in ways you can't even imagine when it comes to his love of this product. Tactical Black is just an amazing thing, and it keeps growing and changing, and he does it and he adapts it to you. That's why I get excited talking about it. So when you go in there and say, my arms hurt, I'm a little overweight or whatever, he'll find a way for you. I'll say, look, maybe you are overweight. Let's make it so you're not. Here's what you can do. So we'll start here. Crawl, walk, run. It's awesome. And the next thing you know, you'll be a little more confident. You'll be in better shape. And you'll know what to do in case the world goes pear-shaped on you. Tactical Black. It is awesome. Check it out for Father's Day. Do a lot of specials at tacticalblackvault.com. Then check out the schedule for how you can get in better shape and become a better person. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. What are you laughing at?
I only say oop because I seen how often you hit Josh and Tony and stuff. Yeah. Now I feel like it's just payback. Now they're hitting you back. All right, mother, come on.
We had a nice run. I gave ear-hold Tony a little. We did some plane stuff on Friday.
Yeah.
And so you basically break out of you're in the fuselage of a plane, and then they're like, all right, things go nuts. And you get out of your chair, and you have to fight the bad guy.
Yeah.
So I'm hitting the pad on the bad guy, and behind it is Tony, and he's going to jump over and try to stab me. So I know at any time, I know this already, and I'm already, so I'm going on the pad, calling out shots on the pad, knees, and the next thing you know, there's some other guy, and he's got a knife, so I got to get into the knife defense, break the knife, and then I hauled off and cracked Tony in the head and caught the ear hole on his on his gear. And I just, all I do is sit back and wait and just go, this trained monster has got to have it in for me so bad because I'm allowed to hit him all the time. Well, they get me, trust me. They get me too. Right. Yeah, they get their shots in. Probably not as often or as legal.
As they want to.
I'm sure the two of them want to break my legs every day. That and the fact that I stink so bad when I sweat on them. And they're always having to get on. Oh, it's so much fun. Now you got me wanting to go right now. I'll go later today. Brady, please entertain me. Hurry up.
Not sure if you saw the Queen Mom. She celebrated her 95th birthday. They gave her a big birthday cake, and she cut it with a sword.
That was pretty cool.
And then who helped her? Of course, one of the best backstabbers, Camilla Parker Bowles.
Camilla
she grabbed
was there?
The blade with the Queen Mother and helped her slice the cake. It was pretty.
Hello, law subjects. Time to cut the cake. Oh, were you going to help me, infidel? Thank you.
The guy goes, you know, there's another knife here to cut up.
I know. I'll use the sword.
He just took that.
Remember when Camilla? Aver. Remember when Camilla was my son's tampon dream? Remember? He wanted to ball her up and wound himself inside of her.
There's a petition proud. That's been going around.
By the way, what color is the baby? It came out recently. Is it dark?
The cake looked like it was both pink and blue.
Right. We don't know. Gender neutral for me, even at 95. It's hogged out down there, Brady. It's Philip did his damage. Now you can't tell what it is. So I may be a man now. A lot of sleeve. Looks like a ball sack. A royal one. Respect it. Bow to the royal ball sack.
There's a petition going around that is...
Made him sound like John Gordon.
I know. I was going to say.
Asking Jeff Bezos to eat the Mona Lisa.
All right. I would watch that.
Why? Because nobody has eaten the Mona Lisa, and we feel Jeff Bezos needs to take a stand and make
this
happen.
What does this mean?
I don't know.
But to literally eat the...
On Friday, there's like 30,000
to eat the painting?
Yeah. To buy it and eat it.
What the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know, but I kind of want to see that.
He might be raising some funds to do it because he sold a seat, auctioned one off, his space flight, which is 11 minutes is the total space flight.
$28 million. $28 million.
We had a Hollywood legend pass away, Ned Beatty.
Yeah. I mean...
Go for the opener, Deliverance.
That's real legend.
Otis from Superman.
We all know what we'll remember Ned for forever. And he's been in a billion movies. He's been great in all of them. But one thing you remember, squeal like a pig. Well, that movie's phenomenal.
Mouth.
They raped him in the woods.
Brutal.
Ugh.
The Friends reunion brought in the most HBO Max subscribers this year.
Wow. It is so weird to watch. Their faces are all contorted. And
I still haven't watched it.
Matthew, don't.
No.
Did you like the show?
No. I'm a man.
I hated the show. Yeah, no, that's how I felt too. I hated it, but I hate watched Friends from the beginning.
The upcoming TV show called so Ultimate weird. Slip and Slide had to be, production was halt due to explosive diarrhea.
Whoa.
The set, someone got a parasite went around on the set and about 40
So it became Slide
members.
Rock up in Sedona.
Well, that's what it sounds like, but right. Actually the film crew is the one that got most of the damage. So no poo got into the pool.
Ugh.
But, ugh. And as far as the hosts, Bobby Moynihan and Ron Funches, they didn't get it either.
Well,
but 40
we can
members.
Dream. Ugh. That's terrible. How many public pools this week will be closed because poor people are going to be hopping in there, pooping
None.
All over, all of them. Brady, they're awful.
Should There's we take bets and then Slide Rock gets shut down?
I guarantee you Slide Rock gets closed Saturday with the heat and the percolating brew. Slide Rock gets closed by Saturday, no question.
All right.
Because that caravan that came up from the Central America, they're going to be out there trying to cool off.
It's just in it closed.
And Verado has the pool closing every couple weeks. And they put up signs that said, found poop again. They just tell their residents, we thought you were classier than this, but you're not. They're pooping in that Verado pool like crazy. How that one over there on 32nd Street isn't closed all the time, I don't know. Because there is more human being shoulder-to-shoulder stuff in there than there is water. Brett would be dry-fingering everything. Nobody would know who's hitting what. There's people everywhere, and they're just peeing and pooping in that thing. Enjoy your public pool time.
When it's not in use, there's a lid over it, and they just lift the lid for the swim time.
I got to go. Yeah, if you want to cool off, it's safer to take a dump and actually dunk your head in the water.
Swirly yourself.
Than it is to go to one of the public pools. All right, we're out of here. That's it. Monday. Everybody be safe. Hydrate. Stay in the air conditioning. If you have to go outside, just run back in. And always remember to have your shoes on because it's torch and feet time. It's going to be warm this week. We're good, though. We'll get this all straightened out. You guys have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Morning Sickness. So long!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.